Everyone, welcome to your podcast. And believe it or not, this is episode 21. And of course, I want to welcome my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell, to your podcast. Good. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. We're live from, live via recording here in Columbus, Ohio at the Blueberry headquarters, playing around with Mackenzie's studio here today.
Oh, so you're getting a chance to sit in her big chair today, yeah?
Yeah, it's taking a bit to get used to here, but, I don't have anything this fancy at my place.
Well, Mackenzie does the Power Press podcast from the studio Mike's recording at today. And Mike, you're down. You've spent all week down in Columbus this week hanging out with the team. You guys had a little bit of a Christmas party yesterday, yeah?
Yeah, it was. It's been good. Got to meet the latest crop of interns as they're ready to depart. So it's the way it usually works. I get to meet the interns just once, and then they move on.
So the new batch will be in next month. So we've got two coming in the next month. Interns have worked out real well for us from potentially finding a new employee down the road situation. But anyway. That be said, anyway, we had a good time down there. But lots of news since you and I recorded last. Yeah. And probably the big one, and I'm going to actually skip around your list here that you've put together. But the AppleStats beta launched, and lots of interesting information within that. Would you not think so?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm finding that it's different than, regular podcast stats. So, it's not really a replacement for that in any way. But, it's definitely interesting. There's a couple of shows that I've got to look at that have actual data in them. It is interesting where people drop off or, how long they listen, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I was looking at trying to make some A-B comparisons, and it was really, really hard because, what we're looking at with that data that Apple's providing is strictly, the Apple podcast app, and just the app that's in the phone or on the iPad. It's not iTunes. It's not a player. But because of the way Apple does things, and the way their user agents look in the log files, you cannot discern between certain types of plays. So it's really hard. You can't look at your regular podcast stats and say, oh yeah, there's a thousand people that are using the podcast app, and then go over to Apple stats and say, oh, there's an equivalent 1,000. Those numbers are not going to match, and it's going to cause confusion. So we're going to have a lengthy blog post up about that at some point. But it is interesting in the fact that everything that I've seen and everyone that shared their information with me, because I've been asking for people to send me screenshots of a couple of pages, is the subscription rate. The lowest I've seen is 87%, and the highest I've seen is 97 or 98%. Of total number of listeners that actually subscribe versus going into the app, finding your show, and clicking play. And I think this makes sense. This is what we've known for a long, long time. So these high 90 numbers on average is to me, tells me that the download is not dead. And those purveyors that say that they like to see the download go away, it's an absolute insane proposition because of the simple fact that, the number one app and the number one platform that are consuming podcasts, high 90% of them are downloading via subscriptions, permanent subscriptions, where they have actually subscribed to the show, is very encouraging. And then, of course, the looking of the how long people are lasting, I think what the stats that I'm seeing or the data from Apple's telling me, and we kind of knew this already, but your post-roll stuff is really probably not being listened to. So when you get to the end of your show, you better have said everything you need to say, because it looks to me like most shows make it to about 95% mark and then the audiences bounce. So they don't stick around to tell the, for your thank yous or your accolades or, you know, remember to support the sponsors. You need to get that dropped in a little bit earlier so that as you're wrapping up but still providing content, people are not bouncing out so that when you go, you go.
Yeah, I noticed that, you know, I have several friends that say, oh, well, I don't subscribe. I just, you know, hit play in the app, but I'm not seeing that either. Now, you got to remember, it's just iOS 11 and the podcast or also the iTunes, newest iTunes software now has been added to that. I saw that in Apple's, about thing. So it's 12.something.something iTunes also, desktop software. So that's the two places that are being measured in that. But iOS 10, you know, and then they've got, you know, somewhat less than 100%. You know, I think it's, what, about 60% now are on iOS 11 of the iOS devices. So, you know, it's even missing, you know, some of the iOS 10 devices.
Right.
Like so you have an older iPad that you can't upgrade. Well, that's not going to be counted in the Apple stats, but it'll be counted in your podcast stats as an Apple device.
Yeah. So, and the data is a little thin. I think it goes back to mid-October is the earliest I've seen any stats data. So, overall, I think it's a good look. And here's what it's going to do. It's going to allow those that create media decks to tell some additional story. You're going to be able to say, you know, according to the Apple podcast stats, 98% of the people that are subscribed to my show and 92% of, or they stay until the 92% mark in the podcast. And your ad where we will drop it at the 25% mark, we have a, you know, like a near 100% listen through rate. We haven't lost, you know, so you know, you're going to be able to tell this new story with authority. Even include charts if you want to that shows those percentage points so that advertisers are going to get a little bit warmer fuzzy on who's listening, how long they're listening. Well, not who, how many are subscribed and or percentage of subscribed and the listen through rate. I think too, it also gives people an idea of, you know, what I was also surprised with is the, doing a comparison between subscribed and actually listened, and that's another, you know, huge number. So I'm really, really happy with this data so far. I was worried, and I kept saying podcasters better be careful what they wish for, but so far it's been relatively good news.
Yeah, and like I said, the shows that I've looked at and some of the examples that people have posted, tell the same story we've thought all along, you know, that people do subscribe, they do download, and they don't, you know, they stick with you for a while.
And they do listen once they have downloaded. That's the key. That's been the big unanswered question, is how many that actually have downloaded, listen, and it gives you that info. So I could use a little more clarity in a couple of things with them, because I really would like to see a number that says in there, a defined number that says total subscribed. And then you use that to look at each episode to see how many people have actually listened that have subscribed. So, because I don't think it's not implied because they talk about devices. They don't talk about subscriptions in their stats. They don't call them subscribers. They call them devices. So it is an interesting data set, but again, it's completely a the data sets are two different things, and hopefully they'll open up an API at some point in the future to allow us to pull that data out and drop it into your regular podcast stats at Blueberry.
Yeah, that would be great. I think it's going to be a little difficult to aggregate, as far as, you know, because it's not a complete data set, but it'd be, you know, maybe a subsection. Okay, here's what Apple's reporting or something.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
So, and we'll see if they expand this over time, because I'm sure they're going to get a huge amount of feedback. But what's been interesting, usually when there's any data surrounding stats, there's usually mass hysteria and people are freaking out. And so I've seen very little discussion, very little vial pointed at Apple yet. So I just thought people would be a little more freaked out at this point. So maybe they're taking a watch and see attitude here. But at the same time that the Apple Podcast Stats launched in beta, the IAB, and of course we're a member of the IAB, the Internet Advertising Bureau, released the Podcast Measurement Guidelines version 2.0. And I will tell you this, Angelo, our team member, our CIO here at Blueberry, he was heavily involved. I mean, heavily. I mean, almost battling word for word information within that document, sentences and structure and defining what was allowed and what wasn't. And so these guidelines, if implemented across the board by every podcast host that has stats, and not all of them do, this would be a huge win for the space because it gets everyone in the same playing field. Mike, did you get a chance to read through the document? It's a little long in the tooth, but did you get through it at all?
Yeah, I kind of skimmed through it, but you know, there's a lot of geek talk in there that you know, that is just a little above my pay grade as far as, you know, I know what it means, but I didn't really absorb a whole lot of it, to be honest with you. But, you know, the bottom line is there's very specific ways of counting downloads, and to comply with the IAB, you know, companies have to adhere to that. And, you know, I think that's a good thing because, you know, the stats are all going to be within a certain percentage of each other. Now, of course, Apple stats are not in the IAB. You know, that's just their own thing. So just remember that as well.
You know, and one thing, too, is, you know, we recently had to make a change due to something we were seeing. And it a few shows saw some impact that was beyond what we were expecting. But it's one of those deals where you have to fix things that you find and changes to behavior, no matter what. And it's not always something that you're like, oh, this is going to make a little bit of an impact. But you have to make a decision point. Well, really, there's no decision point. You just have to do it, because if you don't, then people's data is going to be skewed, which will cause them more problems down the road. But I'll say that the, you know, we have been following, I would say, 95%, 97% of the stuff of that in the document. Maybe Angela would say it's 100. But I think that our stats were very, actually, we go beyond some of the requirements in the document. But, you know, one of the big changes was, and this is something that, believe it or not, was probably a couple of hours of discussion was spent on, is in a MP3 file, as an example, the first but bit of the file that's delivered is actually your ID3 tags and your album art. So if you've got a 1 meg album art in a file that's in an audio file that's 10 megs long, if you can't start counting that file until that header information is delivered and you get into the audio. So they laid in a requirement that podcast hosts have to know what the size of the file, the ID3 tag is, you know, what that metadata is. And then they can't measure until at least 1 minute of that file is delivered, and of the actual audio. So that was a big change, and it's not going to affect us, because, you know, we were already accounting for that. It's going to affect the companies that haven't been doing that. Those podcasters, my God, you know, they could see a huge hit.
Right. Huge, you know, a lot of the places we're measuring as soon as somebody called for that MP3 file.
Yeah, and we see a lot of apps just do a call for the MP3 file and never download it. You know, they do the call. It looks like it's going to be a real download, but it ends up not being one. And I guess that's the best way to describe it. it's almost like they take a little sample and then don't grab the rest of the file. And if you count that, that's completely irrelevant. So, yeah, it's going to make a big, hopefully it'll tighten the standard up across all platforms. As a matter of fact, we have a special Slack channel for IEB, and I've been watching the discussion of some of the members who were not necessarily so active in the discussions, and they were asking specific questions about, okay, what do I have to do to comply here? And there's a certain amount of, you can tell there's some pain points for some people, and some services are going to, we're going to hear some squabbling on the internet.
Yeah. And, you know, just from the support side, you know, anything happens to stats, I know about it right away. People are very vocal about it. And what surprised me, you know, going back to the Apple stats thing, what surprised me is nobody's asking me about it. Which is, you know, we were bracing for impact, you know, like, you know, and, you know, I got one, you know, question. It was just a sub question of another question. And, you know, so, you know, and I believe, you know, Lipson and everybody else that I'm in contact with, same thing. They're not getting a lot of questions about it, which is kind of odd.
It's actually very surprising to me. I mean, it really, really is. And, you know, as the predicted, you know, I had predicted the date based upon discussions that that this was going to launch. And I'm thinking, oh, man, right before Christmas and here we go, you know, it's going to be, you know, maybe chaos. And it's been maybe people aren't looking at the data yet. I don't know. I'm just, or maybe they do they have sticker shock or.
Well, they did make it a little hard to find.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, and they still haven't solved the problem of shows that were given to Apple before Podcast Connect. And, you know, like I submitted a lot of shows in the past. So, you know, my Podcast Connect is full of shows that I don't own. And there's no way for me to transfer those to the particular owners of those shows.
Yeah, I've got the same situation. Well, I have my main show, Geek News Central. The audio of I don't have access to that show in Podcast Connects because I submitted it in July of 2005 when there was no such thing as an Apple ID.
Right.
You know, that didn't exist. It wasn't possible. So
now that
anyway,
team over there has said that they're going to get a procedure where you can claim a show. So,
some of the instructions they're giving right now to podcasters is not good, though. They're telling them start a new show, start a new listing, and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. So, anyway. All right, Mike, so let's, I think we've beat a dead horse here. If you've got questions on these IB podcast measurements and the Apple stats, let us know, and maybe we can provide some sort of guidance to them in the show notes on how to get to the Apple stats beta, since it is hard to find. But Mike, let's talk a little bit support versus consulting. So, yes, those are two distinctly and different things.
Yeah, you know, what it is, you know, now that we have a phone number and people that are customers know that they can call me and that number's findable on our site, you know, I get calls for quote unquote support, and then when we get into it, it's something much more than support. You know, they want to know how to organize it on their website and, you know, website design and that kind of thing. You know, so that's not really what support's for. You know, we're pretty good at that, but that's not, you know, what we're there for primarily.
And yeah, we're here to help you with your Blueberry podcast related issues.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, you got a problem with PowerPress, that's one thing. If you want PowerPress to work differently, let us know. We may be able to, you know, we may put that in the stack to change at some point. But to, you know, design your website, yeah, we don't do that.
And that's, in matter of fact, we shouldn't be doing that because it's, you know, we provide a certain number of templates in the PowerPress Sites Deluxe and in deluxe. So I think people get 13 or 14 templates to choose from. And of course, all the variety of plugins, if you move from basic to deluxe, along with getting your own domain name. But it's not, and we've tested all those templates with our system and the interchangeability, make sure they all work. Yeah, templates can be tricky, especially if you have one that's done by someone that doesn't completely know how to do templates correctly. It can cause display issues with the player and all that stuff. So, yeah, just make sure you're testing any new template that you're going to use before, and make sure that that template provider also supports, so that you can email them and say, hey, I've got a problem with my template. So you don't reach out to Blueberry and say, I've got a problem with your template. We're going to basically turn you around and send you back to your template designer.
Yeah, and you know, like I say, a lot of the questions I get that delve into consulting is, hey, I want to separate my blog posts from my podcast posts. Well, that's, you know, a basic WordPress function. You know, I can give you the two-liner on how to do it, but, you know, I can't spend the time to actually help you do it.
Now, we do have consulting services. So yeah, if you do want consulting services to have us help you, per se, with the with those types of questions, and we can apply the appropriate resources. It is, and I feel we're reasonable. I think we're comparably priced in the space. But, you know, if you're going to do a consulting call with me, it's going to be $150 an hour. It's just, our time is valuable as well as yours. And that's what we charge for consulting. But, you know, our support is free. So we hope that podcasters will not abuse us and ask support, consulting questions. If it's a simple thing, you know, and it's during a support call, we're more than likely to answer. But if it's something where we have to spend 10 minutes giving you detailed instructions, that's a whole different story.
And some of the popular ones, we'll put up some sort of video about how to do it. But, you know, that kind of goes a little above and beyond just supporting the products that we make.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit. We get a lot of questions about SoundCloud. And I see in your notes here in our show prep page, you're saying SoundCloud is not a podcast directory syndication point. Think of them as a YouTube type thing for audio podcast.
Yeah, one of the popular questions I get is, you know, well, can I have my feed automatically populate SoundCloud? And the answer to that is not really. No, because what SoundCloud is, is, like I said, it's like YouTube. You have to upload media to SoundCloud if you want your show to be in SoundCloud. So that's, you know, consider that as an extra point of presence, but it's not really connected to your podcast if you're running your podcast from your own feed.
And you have to pay them as well to have a listing over there.
Right, but it's, you know, it's completely different than, say, Apple or Google Play or Stitcher, TuneIn, whatever. You know, it's completely different than that. You know, where those are podcast directories. They're directories of podcasts. SoundCloud is a repository of sound files, really. I mean, they do have podcasting as a service over there, and it's, you know, marginal at best, but, you know, they do have that, but that's not what they do over there. They're not a directory.
Now, one thing I will say is on Blueberry is we do have a directory. Mm-hmm. And the directory is searchable, and you can find shows over there. Matter of fact, we're going to be making some improvements to the directory early next year. As a matter of fact, it's one of the priorities that one of the new developers is going to have, is to be working on that. And we've got some, you know, some big things planned. But Blueberry is a little bit different as well, in that it's really, it goes back to our philosophy, in that where Podbean has a directory and has all the shows, and they basically, that's their podcasters, their directory is their podcasters' main point of presence. We're not wanting you to have Blueberry be your main point of presence. You know, we want to promote you to promote your brand on your site. So, Mike, you get asked all the time, right? Should I promote now that I'm on Blueberry?
Oh, yeah. People ask me, well, what should I promote? You know, so now that I'm on Blueberry, because they think, you know, being on Blueberry is one generic thing. No, it's not really. You're using Blueberry for your hosting. You may have your website hosted by Blueberry. You are in the Blueberry directory, most likely, or you should be. And, you know, those three things are separate. But when you promote your website, you know, whatever website that you are, you know, your podcast is on. You know, I always tell podcasters, never say the words, find us on iTunes. That's right. Just not something that you should be doing. And I got another call coming here. Let me, yeah, I got rid of it. Sorry about that. You know, people need some help.
So I think the main thing, too, is that you can say that your show's listed on Blueberry, but I always tell my audience that, you know, the place to come is, you know, like on this show, come to PowerPressPodcast.com. That's where you're going to find us. And you'll find the subscribe links to iTunes and to Google Play and to TuneIn. And you'll find our RSS feed. You'll find that on PowerPressPodcast.com. You know, we don't, again, I agree with you, Mike. I never tell people go to Apple or go to iTunes or go to the iOS app. That's the quickest way to lose that listener to someone else. You know, you want them coming to your base of operations.
Well, think it's of just it like, this it, way.
It's just,
you, oh, go ahead.
It's just like, okay, so let's say you want to have a, you want to get some fast food, right? You don't drive into Kentucky Fried Chicken and ask for a Big Mac. You know, that, they're going to be like, yeah, we can send someone across the street to get a Big Mac, but how about some chicken? So, you know, you're going to want to make sure that you send them to, and that probably wasn't a good analogy, but that's the closest thing I could come up with on the fly.
The way I think of it, the way I think about it, you know, if you send them to iTunes, there's 400,000 podcasts over there, and so 399,000 podcasts that they are looking at along with yours, if they can find yours.
Yep.
And so it's a lot of distractions. If they come to your website, they're not distracted.
That's why this show is your podcast. We want you to come them to come to your podcast site. Again, so it's the same theme here we've been talking about for 21 episodes now, is that we really believe in you building your brand, you know, and having them come to your site to subscribe to your podcast. It's a pure philosophy, you know, and whereas if you have your site on Podbean, okay, now think about this for a second. If you're a Podbean or a Libsyn customer and you're hosting your site on their site, you say, yeah, you come over to myshow.podbean.com. Most people are just going to hear podbean.com and they're going to go over to podbean.com. They're going to say, where's that show? And they're going to get distracted. It's the same thing. It's the same exact situation. Or come over to yourshow.libsyn.com. Okay, so really? You know, again, you're building your brand on top of someone else's stack. Now, don't get me wrong. We have the ability for podcasters in their PowerPress basic sites to get a yourshow.blueberry.net. But we highly encourage shows that are getting, building their shows and growing their shows to upgrade to Deluxe and add a domain name to that site so that they have their own domain. Or even if they're just using the basic, is to have a domain that forwards to that site. That way you can still tell them, come to such and such .com. Even if that domain just forwards to your basic site, at least it gets them to your site. You know, that's a big difference. Now, you probably do that with those other properties, but a lot of people don't, and you don't probably don't hear that advice being given. But, you know, build your brand.
Yeah, and, you know, that's, what was it, Barry come up with a thing. He says, you don't build your castle on leased ground.
Right. So anyway, we've been able to talk with you today a little bit about podcast measurement when the new IAB guidelines, and to most of you, you'll probably never read that document. That's okay. The other companies do, and that's what's important. The Apple stats, we'll talk a little bit about support versus consulting, talking about SoundCloud being a destination point that's not a directory. You have to actually post over there like you do on YouTube. But I think we've covered the topics for your podcast. But more importantly, this episode is being released, I believe, actually on Christmas Day or maybe the day after. So I hope that everyone has had a joyful holiday. And as we're heading into the new year here, I'm getting ready to head out to Las Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show. So probably on the next Your Podcast, Mike may have a new co-host. Yeah, you're probably going to have another team member on the show with him. So I won't be here probably until at least the episode 23. So I hope everyone has a good new year as well.
Yes, and yeah, we're recording this obviously the week before Christmas because on Christmas Day we're going to be doing other things. So whatever you celebrate, have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holiday, and we'll see you next time.
And you can reach out to us here at yourpodcast@blueberry.com and definitely send us your comments. And we will see you next time here on the show. Take care. See you next time. Bye-bye.